107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We have a very special guest joining us in the studio. It's Jana LaDuc. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Great. It is wonderful to see you here. Now, the last time I saw you on stage was with the Dragon Boat Festival, the Rotary Club Dragon Boat Festival. How was that?
It was fantastic. I hadn't played at home for quite some time, and I was really looking forward to it. I knew it was going to be special, but I got there, and to be honest with you, it was just way more than I could have expected. I got to see so many old friends and family and people I've met over the years through music. I was amazed at how many people came out. And the Dragon Boat Festival teams themselves, they are hilarious and awesome. They were dancing and requesting, like the team from Newfoundland was requesting these kind of traditional Newfoundland songs. And we're going, oh, yeah, we can play that.
And you
it
did.
Was hilarious. It was so much fun.
Oh, well, you put on just an amazing show. It was just a wonderful day. And I got to tell you, you have a great rockin' set on the stage with a great band behind you.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that. I put a lot of thought into what it is that I wanted to do when I went out into the world and did gigs like that. And my goal is just for people to have fun. And my goal is to be able to say yes if somebody asks, you know, can we play a traditional Newfoundland song? Why, certainly we can. And honestly, all the credit for that kind of thing goes to my band. They are the best of the best musicians. I'm so grateful for them. They put up with my brand of crazy. They call it Jana Goes Rogue Again. Here I go. So, but they're just phenomenal musicians and phenomenal people. Those boys are like family to me. So,
and how would you describe your music for maybe folks not familiar with your music? You've got music coming out. You've got a single dropping soon. How would you describe your music?
I would say I'm definitely in the country vein for sure. With kind of the Jana twist that everybody maybe around here would know and love about me, I've got a bit of a rockier voice to me. But I'm so into traditional sounding music. So I've got fiddle and steel all over my record. And songs that are heartfelt and mean something. You know, I'm not going to sing the traditional songs that are coming out now. I'm going to sing about things that are important to me and mean something to me.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of what you would expect from this record is heartfelt, meaningful songs that I hope will reach people, and the instrumentation of just good country music.
All right. So you've got a single that's coming out fast.
It's coming out November 29th.
Okay.
It's called Drive. And I chose that one first because I think it really, the lyrics and just the music kind of encompasses what it is that I'm after now and the path that I'm on. It's about driving to Nashville and just kind of chasing down the country music dreams.
Okay. And where did you record the song?
I've recorded my entire record in Nashville.
Okay.
So I've been driving back and forth by myself.
A lot of drive.
On
the drive, yeah.
Yes, and really living that song through and through. But I recorded it with, are you familiar with Darcy John? Darcy Sherman from
you bet.
St. Mary?
Sure.
So him and I went to high school together. We played St. Mike's Coffee Houses together and played together in bands for a few years before he went down there. But he's got a brand new studio in Nashville, and it is just beautiful. And him and I have produced a record together. We recorded it at his place, and he's just been instrumental in making this dream of mine come together. So I'm keeping it local, yet still getting down to Nashville and doing the country music thing down there.
Well, let's talk about what it was like recording in Nashville. But first off, are you gonna actually play us in studio the single? Is that what
I
we're
will.
Is that gonna happen?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's throw it over to you, Jana LaDuc. The new single is "Drive" live here at the CJCS Studios.
Back the top and down, I finally admit it. Ain't looking back, looking back. I bought my one-way ticket. Clutch down, southbound, put it in high gear. Wave goodbye to the welcome sign in the rearview mirror. I'm tired of finishing last. No more living in the past. I just wanna go fast, so I'll try. Thank you.
and I have reached my destination. I'm tired of finishing last, no more living in the past. I just wanna go fast. So I'll drive down on I-65, chasing dreams near the Tennessee sky. And I'm tired of passing me by. So I'm driving, I'm driving, I'm driving. Looking back on all the things that I have done, living life like I was on the run, like a bullet shooting from a gun. I'm gonna drive. Woo! I'm tired of finishing.
Wow, come on. Woo! Oh, Jana LaDuke and Drive. My gosh. The single drops November 29th. First off, let's talk about how can people pick up the single? Will it be online or what's happening?
I'm planning for it to be everywhere.
Okay.
So I've done as much research as I can find, and I'm trying to make sure that it's available wherever people get their music. So if you get music somewhere and you're not able to find it, please let me know, and I'll make sure it gets there.
All right, and then the album that will be coming out. When's that going to be happening?
So I'm going to release a couple of singles. I've got one ready to go for November, one for January, one February, one March.
Okay.
And once those singles are out, I plan to release the whole record in its entirety.
Fantastic. So do we have a title for the album?
Yes. I was talking with my mom this morning, and I think we've nailed it down. It's going to be called Long Time Coming.
All right. It is a long time coming for this music to come out, but it is worth the wait. And we got the first single coming out for November 29th, the song Drive. So let's talk about what was like recording in Nashville. What was it like for
that
you?
It was an incredible experience, and one that that I'll never forget, and I'm so grateful for. I got to work with some of the best musicians that Nashville has to offer, simply through Darcy and through his guidance. We picked those musicians together. I listened to their playing and their music first. Blair Smythe from Stratford actually played bass on the record for me, so kept it local there. And it was nice to have a mix of, you know, people that I've known my whole adult life and meet some of these new incredible musicians as well. So that was fantastic. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, I'll be totally honest.
Yeah,
with you.
It's Nashville, Music City, you know, world-renowned.
Yeah, and my first time driving down, it was a little daunting. I was thinking, okay, I hope I get this right. I hope I've you know, thought this through well enough. I hope I'm ready. But to be honest with you, they're just so kind and so capable at what it is that they do that I just settled right in and off we went to work, and it really was an amazing process and not too many bumps in the road.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best with the new single and when the album comes out in the new year, Jana LaDuke. Can we pass along again the website and sort of the socials, if you will?
Absolutely. I'm at www.janaladuke.com, and there's links to all my socials. I've just gotten TikTok, Jamie.
Okay. I look forward to the TikTok videos, or whatever they call them.
Again, speaking of daunting, yes, I know it's not necessarily my wheelhouse, but I've had lots of help getting these things ready. So I've got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and those are the things that honestly really help me. Spotify streaming, listening on iTunes, all of those things are the things that people can do at home to help me on this journey.
Yeah,
so I would appreciate any, you know, anything you can do on social media or streaming helps immensely.
Yeah, there you go. So again, supporting local artists like Jana LaDuc, the song Drive will be out for November 29th, and we'll look forward to the album in the new year. Will there be physical copies of the album in the new year, like CDs or that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Press old school.
Yeah. I know. You know what? I'm old school too, so we're gonna run a press of CDs, and they will be available.
Jana LaDuc, and let's do a shout out for somebody who is filming this in the background here. Can we do that?
That's Dustin. Dustin is the owner of Skyline Productions. He's also a local boy and does all my video for me because he's just fantastic at it, and I am not.
Doing a great job. Jana LaDuc. Jana, thank you so much for sharing your music, and we wish you great success with your career, of course. And don't be a stranger. Do drop by again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jamie. Nice to see you again.